Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Mechanimen,
the podcast that recaps Drag Race franchises, especially Drag Race Philippines, through a Pinoy queer superfan lens. Kasi Mechanimen pwede, di ba?
Yes, and Mechanimen pwede nga i-rate and review nyo na kami ngayon sa Apple Podcast and Spotify.
Oo, wag nyo nang pakinggan yung episode. Rate and review, 5-star. Seller was very responsive.
Correct. Dumating naman po ng maayos yung produkto. Naka-bubble wrap naman po ng maayos.
Pogi po yung nag-deliver.
Yun talaga ang pinaka-importante. So, nandito na po tayo sa episode 2 of Drag Race Philippines Season 2. And I think, I mean, this is just my personal feelings. But I think after seeing how juicy, how much meat there was on the bone of episode 2, there has been a significant excitement for Season 2 after that.
This episode just practically, dapat ano to, dapat last week pa to nag-drop, eh, dapat nag-double episode, double big opening premiere talaga sila, but I mean, that's done and over with. This episode made a mark. I think this is what's gonna really set the tone for episode 2. For season 2, rather. Episode 1, kasi was focused so much on, like, backstories, on, like, relationships outside of the competition coming into the workroom. Today, this episode was Drag Race in full swing. We got all of the things that, you know, we love about Drag Race. The messy drama in the workroom, in Untucked, on the runway. It revolved so much around the Drag Race machine rather than personal relationships coming into the competition that it was just so good. And that the last part when the girls finally saw each other, my God, the sound bites.
Whew. We're gonna talk about that. But yeah, also as producers of the show, nakita rin po namin na after episode 2, mas mabilis pa po lalo ang benta ng mga tickets. So kung dati po, bilis na kayo, after episode 2 po, mas mabilis po ang galaw ng tickets, and we're very happy. And I think ultimately that is another indicator of how excited people are for this season.
I mean, because at the end of the day, as show producers, all we want is for everyone to see the talents of our amazing queens. And what better way to see that outside of a television show than coming to a show where they will have time on the mic?
Correct. So, ito na po. Simulan na po natin ang recap ng Drag Race Philippines Season 2, Episode 2. Second batch of queens, ang second part of the premiere. First queen to enter the workroom, we have Didi Marie Holiday with the entrance line, "Well, well, I'm horny." Siya ay from Tayabas, Quezon, and considered as one of the Philippines' most influential drag queens. What do you think of this moment?
I think, again, you know, we always talk about who's the first to enter the workroom. I think they made a really smart choice because Didi is known to be very, very eloquent, very good on the mic. She's one of the few drag queens that is known to host really well, and hosting and being good on the mic are two different things.
Correct.
Being good on the mic is like being free to chatter, ganyan ganyan, but hosting is like, you know, knowing how to conduct yourself, how to conduct the program. Didi is known to be a really good host, very eloquent, very smart. So she was a really good person to put in the workroom first.
Yeah, after seeing this, she's obviously leaning on the campy comedy side of things. I think it's a pretty strong entrance. Of course, the confessionals lead to her credentials. Meron tayong mini PowerPoint presentation of how established she is. So, definitely have my eye on her.
Favorite part ko sa kanya yung 19 years old for so many years. Correct. As in, unang nag-flash yung chevron niya, nakalagay 19. Ang dami ko narinig na violent reaction sa audience. Parang, 19? And then it changed to 39. That was such a funny gag.
Ganon. Up next, we have Astrid Mercury entering with the line, "Mercury is in retrograde."
Mm-hmm. She is 29 years old from Mandaluyong City, the face of Mandaluyong, sweet girl, pabebe, the stunt queen, and, you know, second girl coming into the workroom. There's already a pre-established relationship between her and Didi as she was a baby queen mentored by Didi herself. Which comes into play, parang we were talking about during the Meet the Queens episode, how sobrang contrasting nung Meet the Queens interviews nila. And then there was that, like, parang Didi made a jab at baby queens, Astrid made a jab at older queens. So, ang funny na, meron pa lang ganong like relationship dynamic between the two of them in person, in real life.
At tinuloy pa ng Drag Race Philippines ang kwento nila by having them, the first two to enter the workroom. So, yeah, that's very good. Astrid's pretty, pretty face, like, sobrang ganda talaga. Also, in person, and like, girl, grabe naman ang face talaga natin. So, totoo po yan, the face of Mandaluyong City. Agree man ako sa pagiging face card holder niya.
Next up, we have Hannah Beshi. This was so smart. Like, Hannah Beshi is a girl after my own heart. She comes walking in with a giant radio on top of her head covering her face. She takes it off. The Bluetooth device is ready to pair. I love that. Like, she is serving camp from the gate, from the jump.
Yup, very strong look, very intuitive look. Alam mo agad what she's all about. She also says in her entrance package that she is an architect and graphic designer by day, drag queen by night. I'm excited for Hannah Beshi to just see more of her, especially we know the outcome that she makes it through the next episode. But this was just so good. Something about her entrance, the whole energy of it all was very refreshing. It felt very original. So, I mean, I love Hannah.
Yes. After Hannah Beshi, we have Verushka Levels. Bitch, the goddess is here. And she talks about, you know, having come from Hong Kong, having been in Hong Kong for 15 years. Serving you futuristic, glamour, glamazon. And her biggest achievement is...
money.
Money, as she says.
Correct. Very relatable, by the way.
Yes. You know, the gays love their... Who doesn't love money? Who doesn't love money? Her biggest achievement is having helped the Hong Kong drag community get paid really well. I wish there had been a bit more, like, elaboration on this. Kasi, you know, we would love to find out more about Verushka's background, especially like what the drag scene is like in Hong Kong, diba?
Yeah. Entrance look, she looks very gorgeous. When she said the goddess is here, I mean, no lies were detected. I very much believe she was able to walk the talk, of course, of sounding very poised. So very strong introduction. And great na, you know, we get another OFW representation. The doors that Miss Ma'am Gigi Era has opened.
Correct.
Up next, we have Bernie with the entrance line. Hello, mga diday! Pinag-uusapan niyo ba ako? First of all, finally, she's here!
Correct. Bernie had like a really strong reaction when she came in because obviously people know who she is. She is legendary. She's been in the scene for a long time. And again, producer seeds are being planted. Pinagsama nila si Bernie and Didi in one group, having worked in O-Bar together for a long time. Well, honestly, I'm so happy that Bernie's presence.
Yes.
She has such unfiltered, unapologetic, authentic air about her. Parang, alam mo kung sino yung pinapakita niya sa Drag Race is exactly who she is.
Correct.
In real life.
Correct.
I love that. I love getting that feeling from her.
Yeah, and she's just such a star. I mean, she's so engaging. She's so charismatic. She, like, it's so effortless to her to be so likable, to have such superstar presence. And when she walked into that workroom with that outfit, I very much believed it to be like a glow up again, having seen her perform a number of times. So this is really much more elevated. Great introduction to the rest of the world.
Tsaka, can I just say, sa liit ni Bernie, mas lalong nagmukhang malaki yung workroom kasi the wide shot of her and the high ceiling, I was like, damn, ang liit ni Bernie.
Totoo naman yun. Okay. And who do we have next?
Of course, we have the stunt cast. Charot. We talk about the interview later. But we have Ovi Kant coming in. Her confession look is very Parisian. And she leans into that by saying, Je m'appelle Toilette. Tapos binawi niya agad. Parang, ano yun? Eme lang, taga-Cavite lang talaga ako. That was intelligent. I was so smart.
Yeah. That was, that's so Ovi. I mean, alam ko namang babaliin yan agad-agad. Of course, it is said again that part siya ng drag collective na Drag Playhouse along with Prince, Marina, and Evil Queen. Kailangan daw niyang ipaghagyante ang kanyang mga sisters. We will see how that turns out. But now, first of all, the look. I got to see this in person sa harap because of the Drag Race viewing party that we did. in person, this looks so immaculate. Medyo malala.
I try as much as possible to be, you know, to have journalistic integrity and to be unbiased media. But this, for me, yung entrance look ni Prince last year, this is the entrance look of the season. Like, she did not have to bring out so many bells and whistles. It was clean. It was the way it was tailored to her. It was so good without having to be a lot.
Correct. And I suggest you go to Ovi's Instagram so you can zoom in on the many details of this look, because she is just very generous with this whole look, and there are so many things to discover about it that, you know, the episode wasn't able to capture. But yeah, it's a fantastic look from Ovi. So I guess now that we've seen both groups enter the workroom, who do you think made a stronger impact in just in terms of entrances? Is it group one or group two?
I think I'd have to give it to group one, just because group one, as someone working in the scene, group one had more recognizable names and faces. Parang I think group two had more of the, not siguro, for a lack of a better term, wild cards. Like, of course, you have Ovi, who's been hyped up to join Drag Race since season one, having been rumored cast back in season one. But I think overall, for the mas strong yung first impression ng group one, but we all know how that turns out.
Yeah.
We all know how that plays out in the episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree na stronger yung entrances moment-wise, yes, ng group one, but I feel na yung entrances ng group two are gonna age well, because I think there are far, yes, more compelling reality TV characters sa group two, and people are just gonna look back at their entrance moments as parang, oh, that was the time when, you know, I started falling in love with this, yeah, particular queen.
Tsaka parang sobrang sakto lang yung binigay na, yung give away na existing relationships between this cast eh. Parang the entrances of this group focused more on who they are talaga, rather than sa group one, it was like, this person walks in, this person says, oh, ganito kami outside, and then there's that interaction. So, group two, their entrances are more independent of each other.
Aha. So, we move on to their mini-challenge. Kung last week po, meron silang tarantula, ngayon, meron po tayong tite. No, meron po tayong ahas. meron po tayong mga ahas. Again, another throwback to the very zany photo shoots of America's Next Top Model. I think cycles 3 and 4 ata yun. Ang nag-stand out talaga sa akin dito, I mean, they all took pretty pictures, and a big part of that is because, I mean, it's motherfucking BJ Pascual taking the photos. Mm-hmm. But for me, the two moments that just really left me gagging was Didi not wasting any time to stir the pot about someone whom she may or may not have an idea na makakasama niya in a few days. Now, this reminds me of a friend at O-Bar. Girl,
the moment she said that, I was really like, of course, for the viewer, the uninducted viewers, they probably didn't like catch that agad. But the moment she said that, I was like, oh no.
Yeah,
it's already starting.
I know.
Before they even meet the second group, it's already starting.
Yep. And then the second one is just Ovi being batshit crazy with the ayan na si Bebe, nilaro niya yung ahas.
Ang bebe ng ahas.
As in, parang ako, wow. And she had the most airtime, I think, during that particular segment. And at this time, Onis only had maybe like 4 minutes of screen time, but she's the one making the most. She's the one hitting all her marks, and that every time she hits her mark, like, she makes sure she's remembered. For me, we are in the hands of a pro and someone who just, correct, loves drag through and through.
Correct. Like, grabe yung, yun nga, within the first, what, 10 minutes of the episode, she's already showing how dynamic she is as a character. Ang polish nung entrance, and then yung interactions niya with the queens, ang funny nung je m'appelle toilette moment, and then binali niya. And then again, here na parang, that's just Ovi's real life personality. Ganyan yung like banter backstage, yung gaguhan ng ombebe. That was so funny to me. That was just, you know, seeing a friend being real on TV.
Yeah. Those were really great moments. Of course, we find out that Verushka Levels wins the mini challenge, 20,000 pesos. Great photo, and I think Verushka's entrance look went in favor of the photo shoot concept, most definitely.
Correct. Her color scheme went really well with the snake. Aside from her entrance look making a mark, her out of drag look apparently also made a mark, especially on a certain Didi Marie Holiday.
Correct.
Declaring her the charade of the season, thirsting over her in the confessionals. That was something.
Yeah, I mean, Didi did tell the viewers that she's very horny, so this this is very much in line with that entrance moment.
Mm-hmm. It's very on-brand for her.
Correct. And then we finally got the walkthrough with Mama Pao. I know si Tiny alluded to or referenced this last week's interview that there was actually a walkthrough. So we got to see the walkthrough for Group 2. Ang pinaka-standout na moment for me dito is the whole backstory of Bernie. That yung meron siyang eye problem that basically affects her balance, which of course affects her being a performer. So I'm like, that just made me want to para hug her tighter and like protect her more after seeing this bit.
Actually, like, parang this was something I didn't know about Bernie. I mean, I knew she had complications with her eye, but I didn't know it was to that extent. And alam mo yon, appealing to the Filipino tastes, especially in terms of reality TV competitions, this is parang, this is something that will make you really want to root for her because she has a very, you know, noble and personal cause. And I think it also just goes to show parang her passion for the competition, like what is at stake for her personally. And you, like, obviously we see it in the first episode of how strong she's willing to fight for that prize, for that goal.
So, of course, nung nakita ko tong edit na to, and then her winning the episode, obviously, I think all signs lead to her becoming like a major character this season. Mm-hmm. So I don't think she's going home anytime soon just because of the content that we got from her this week. So we now move on to, nag-record sila ng kanilang Boogs versus. Nothing super standout there, but I do want to talk about the rehearsal because this is where it started to get spicy.
Yes. Basically, there's no going around it. Verushka struggled and she kind of slowed down the progress of the rest of the group.
Uh-huh.
Dun palang tension na.
Correct.
So,
yeah, I mean,
we will see how that plays out.
Yep, so Bernie led the group. To be fair, medyo complex yung choreography ni Bernie. Yeah. To be fair, nakita ko naman, parang it was for somebody of Bernie's caliber, basically.
Yes, I will have to like give credit that to her time at O-Bar. I have performed at O-Bar before, so I have been in the process of like how they come up with the choreography, how they rehearse. So O-Bar kasi, they rehearse practically like every day. I think they rehearse from Wednesday through Saturday maybe, and then they have shows from Friday to Sunday. Parang ganun yata yung process nila. So a lot of the time, certain moves are expected to be muscle memory. Kasi, you know, as drag performers, we have to recycle certain dance moves. So I think for them, it's much easier to pick up, okay, this step, and then this next step, and then this next step. Just because of the yung muscle memory mo, your body already knows these steps. So it's all about just like creating a new sequence out of it. And for queens that don't have that same background, medyo mahirap nga talagang mag-keep up. I know that at that time, I was also kind of struggling to retain that memory. But hindi naman siya super duper complicated. Pero yun, if you don't have that same background of having to learn choreo agad-agad, mahihirapan ka talaga mag-keep up. But I think may meet in the middle moment dapat talaga, but at the same time parang you also kind of have to challenge yourself to keep up.
Yeah. But of course, I think the best part of this rehearsal segment was yung nag-confessional po si Bernie saying na paaparehong kaliwa, parang Eva Le Queen. Si Eva po ay nasa show namin. So okay, lahat po nagtinginan kay Eva, and it was just like moments na parang you can't plan for those things. The mm-hmm. drag gods were looking down on us. Sakto Eva was there, and like the whole crowd just erupted because we shared that Eva moment with Eva, and That was priceless. That's why we do what we do.
And we love when Drag Race references itself, especially if Drag Race Philippines pays reference to Drag Race Philippines.
Correct. And on that note, we are going to take a break before we move on to the runway and the interview, of course, with Ovy Khan. We will be back.
Be right back. Back in the bed, back in the bed,
back in the bed. And we are back for Drag Race Philippines Season 2, Episode 2 recap. But before we move on, we would love to thank our fabulous sponsors. So for this week, we have Issy & Co. Maraming salamat po at nagbigay po kayo ng libreng pa-makeup and skincare products ng aming premiere. Sila po ay magbabalik sa episode 3. So mamimigay na naman po sila ng mga pangpagandang products. Levi's, also a sponsor. And then of course, we have our absolute favorite sponsor. Who do we have? Mix Chanel?
Of course, we would like to thank Close Up, you know, as producers and hosts extraordinaire. We kind of have to boost our confidence a little bit because we do have to talk on the mic in front of our loving audience. Syempre, para mas mag-up ang aming confidence pa hosting, kailangan pati ang breath namin fresh. And that is, of course, thanks to Close Up's Red Hot. Close Up Red Hot has antibacterial zinc that blasts away up to 99.9% of bacteria to give all day or all show amazing fresh breath for up to 12 hours with regular use. Pwede po kayo lumapit sa amin during the show. Amuyin niyo yung hininga namin. Mababaw po yan dahil sa Close Up.
Correct. Because when you have fresh breath, you're not afraid to get closer. Also, maraming salamat po sa Close Up kasi meron kaming mini dating game at ang naghanap po ng pag-ibig nung show namin ng Wednesday was si Eva. And medyo, there were sparks. There were sparks. Nanalo.
Babalitaan ko na lang po kayo kung meron na po akong bagong tatay. Charot. Correct. But I mean, like, a date with Eva Le Queen sponsored by Close Up. Like, that's the best meet and greet pass you're ever gonna get, hunty.
Yes, ma'am. So, thank you so much, Close Up. So, now, let us bring it to the runway. So, similar to last week, we started this main stage portion with the Boogs performance. And, Mama, we have a lot of thoughts. I think we shouldn't comment na on the song and how great the lyrics are because I think okay na tayo doon. We're here for the performance. What were the strong points, if there were any, in your opinion?
I remember during the episode, I ran to you. Kinalapit kita, sabi ko talaga, girl, ang tipid nila sa wide shot kasi hindi talaga sila nagsasabay-sabay.
Correct.
Girl Trends was given a run for their money. Because Mama, the choreography, it was not choreography.
It was not. And I don't know, but something about it, I found very charming.
I mean, I think it was leading up to the last part na nagbubugbuga na sila.
Correct.
It was that chaotic brand of the group, kumbaga.
Yes. I mean, I very much agree that it looked like Bernie and the backup dancers. But but if you try to pick it apart, there are a lot of nice moments. You have Ovi's girl group look. That I love. It looks so cool and rock and roll.
Correct.
Astrid's, I don't know, supernatural abilities to just split and backflip. You must commend that. But them just not being in sync, but also trying their absolute hardest for it to even approximate the magnificence of a pop of Ate moment. That was cute.
Correct.
That was really cute.
Yun nga eh, parang what I appreciate about them is throughout the performance, no one was really tentative. Everyone was going at it 100% full force, 60 miles per hour. Yun nga lang, iba-iba yung direksyon ng kotse nila.
Correct. But thank you so much for giving us that kasi I think GV pa rin po siya and I would rewatch that clip again just to remind myself that, you know, I'm not having a bad day after all.
Sometimes, Filipino drag is O-bar level choreographed group number stage performances. And minsan, dog show lang talaga siya.
I love it. I love it. Okay, we move on to the runway. Category is Fringe with Benefits. Who were your standouts?
Of course, I have to give it to Hannah Beshi's runway. Nakita na yung ano na yun, yung cup noodles in the trailer.
Correct.
I think people caught it, talked about it on Twitter. Shit, oh my god, bakit may cup noodles si Hannah Beshi? Her main stage performance of this look was amazing, was great. Nung nawala na yung cup noodle prop niya, it did rather take away from the look, I think. But the way that she performed and presented this very, very intelligent, campy concept I love that. And of course, Ovi's Balete 3. That was art. That was no other words. Yun na yun. Wala na akong further elaboration on that.
But of course, talagang the clear standout sa runway was Bernie. It was a mic drop moment.
Yes.
I mean, it was so good and it was glorious because we were all rooting for her and then she delivered something that exceeded our expectations. It was just a magical moment to just see her do that and then to also see her talk back sa mga judges habang nagbibigay ng commentary. Right. Nakakataba yun kasi meron nag-comment na aba, sumasagot pa. I mean, it was just so good. It was so good.
It was a runaway hit episode for Bernie. And it also, yung costume niya, it just flexed even more yung budget po ng set ng Drag Race Philippines. Kasi unlike in season 1, kinakailangan nila magsiksikan or the bigger props, the bigger costume pieces had to be taken off for them to fit on the runway. Ngayon hindi. Andun na si Bernie, ang laki-laki na kanyang fringe Victoria's Secret fantasy wings, pero ang luwag pa rin po ng main stage.
I love it. I love it so much. So, of course, we get the same question. We're not gonna linger on this too much because we're saving it for yung interview with Ovi. But just overall thoughts sa segment na to, I feel like it's always a risk to ask this question early on. But I think from a story standpoint, from an entertainment standpoint, this paid off. This risk from the producers paid off because it gave us so many moments, both vulnerability and dramatics with Astrid really, you know, trying to pull herself out of that moment. But also, we got epic Gagarina moment from Ovi, which we'll talk about later. So, kudos to production for injecting this question, episode 1 pa lang.
Production and the story writers knew exactly what they were doing. They knew which people to put together in a group, and they knew that asking this question on the first episode for each group was just gonna create some tension that's going to fuel the rest of the season. So that was really smart. But yeah, my heart kind of like broke for Astrid in that moment. Cause I could, parang, I mean, there was also that parang, you wanna see her fight eh. Parang, girl, so many people want to be in your position. Don't give it away. Fight for it. But at the same time, I empathize with that feeling na the journey was not what you expected. Your first day, your first episode on Drag Race was not what you expected. You're beaten down. You're not used to, you know, receiving, getting piled on with so much negative critique by the people that you're trying to impress. So grabe, parang, I think the whole room felt that way na, we were all just, in that moment, we wanted Astrid to fight because we were fighting with her.
And, you know, I was so happy then na parang, like, when Astrid was watching herself, parang breakdown, she had our audience to just, like, lift her up. It's also one of the reasons why we do what we do, just to provide a safe space for everyone, not just the audience, but also to the performers who are going through, this is a traumatic experience, whether good or bad, like, it screws up with your brain.
It's ano eh. It's not a normal situation being locked into a hotel room for like a month straight, being put through rigorous challenges that will test your physical, mental, and emotional capacity day in and day out. Competing on Drag Race is nowhere near normal.
Correct.
So the queens really go through it and, you know, it's going to affect them strongly and having to watch it and relive it all over again months later after the fact. You know, we just want to create a safe space for these queens to feel celebrated no matter the outcome.
Yes, amen. So we find out that the winner of this week is Bernie. No surprises there. And then, ang bottom two po natin are Hannah and Astrid. They lip sync to Fourth Impact song. Now, I do feel like this bottom two battle or this lip sync for your life battle was more evenly matched versus last week.
Okay, it's more evenly matched, but you know what? Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay, go.
This was not that bottom two.
Yes.
This was not the bottom two.
Yes, definitely. I think this should, I mean, I'm gonna say it, and I think the whole world kind of almost agrees. This should have been Verushka.
But they were, you know, knowing what Astrid can pull out of her sleeve, the tricks, the stunts that she can do, it's a high energy song. They knew that if they put Verushka in the bottom, they were risking sending their storyline fodder home. I mean, five other girls saying your name as the person who should go home first, they were not gonna risk sending the bitch home on day one.
Yeah, tama naman. And you know, and maybe the yun ang reason ng production, we will never know, but it is reality TV. It's never really, yes. It's not really a democracy. We don't really get to say anything, guys, yes. Because the story is being told backwards. So I subscribe.
It's gonna pay off. I'm sure it's gonna pay off.
I'm sure it's gonna pay off. I'm pretty sure it's gonna pay off because I think alam natin na nagsisimula pa lang, sparks pa lang to, even though it was already explosive. We all know pucha kakasimula lang nito. Medyo malala pa ata yung pupuntahan nitong mga dramatics and the interactions.
Correct. But you know, as someone who was kind of sent in as a tribute to the Lip Sync for Your Life, Hannah Beshi, and I think sinabi niya na lasing nga siya at that moment, she really fought. She really fought for her place in the competition. Both of them did, but I think Hannah was smarter with her choices, better with her timing, and you can really see yung gigil sa mukha niya the entire time, even though admittedly half the time she was kneeling on the floor, but you see in her face, in her demeanor, how badly she wanted that. She fought for it, and she was able to stay and shantay for another day.
Correct. So Astrid goes home, the first one to go from group two. But before the episode ended, baby, pagkaalis ni Astrid, pagkalagay ng mirror message, pumasok na ulit yung groupmates niya.
We were all ready to like end credits na after ng ano yon. Nang sayawan, we were already, as in like, everyone was already clapping, cheering, patayo na yung mga tao. And then, when they cut back to the workroom, biglang, shh, silence. As in, ang tense ng environment, the viewing party. And this is some of the best, like, 5 minutes of television yep. I've seen in my entire life. Yeah.
Grabe, may nirepost ako na story of somebody catching this moment. We were, like, again, when I watch Drag Race, it's always a full body experience. And I think that particular moment, somebody caught it on video. I was, napatayo ako, napapalakpak ako, napatili ako lahat just with those parang last 2-3 minutes of the episode because it was just oozing with drama, with entertainment. And I cannot wait to see the first 5-10 minutes of the next episode because of that.
Ready na ka. Like, we knew what was coming. Para okay, ano yun, sayawa na. And then end credits. Sobrang vivid ng memory sa akin nung when they suddenly cut back into the workroom, everyone was just like, shh, like the tension, as in like everyone had such a physical reaction na parang, teka lang, sandali, hindi pa tayo tapos, let's watch this. And then the sound bites that they gave us, Bernie and Didi addressing Kat, Miss Jade being Miss Jade saying correct. The competition is here, Verushka praising the other group for being all very beautiful. Grabe yung the stories that were being set up in those few confessionals.
Thank you for that moment.
Thank you, Drag Race Philippines.
Thank you, Drag Race Philippines, for that.
My God. Core memory.
Core memory yon. So yes, that's it for the recap part of this recap. Of course, we did promise na meron kaming interview with Ovi Kant. But before we let you go, of course, papasalamatan po namin ulit ang Close Up because they also help us get closer to the Drag Race Philippines girl. So if you want to have a menthol cool mouth and to get closer, use Close Up Menthol Fresh. Experience up to -5 degrees with menthol freshness to get closer than ever. Take note that this claim is measured by infrared thermometer with regular use. So that to get fresh and cool breath, you're not afraid to get closer with Close Up Menthol Fresh. So as promised, ito na po ang interview with Ovi Kant. Okay, Mix Chanel. So, of course, alam mo naman tayo dito as investigative journalists, as the critically acclaimed, peer-reviewed,
Pulitzer Prize Award-winning,
world-renowned, pati ang mga SWS survey, talagang gustong-gusto po ang ating podcast. Diba? Meron tayong special guest ngayon. And I believe ang ating special guest for the podcast might just be the one queen that everybody wants to hear from coming from the episode we just had.
Girl, when I watched the episode, I was immediately like, kailangan ito kausapin natin for this episode. Please welcome to Becca Naman Zoom Rooms, TV superstar and longtime friend, Ovi Khan. And I nate.
What's good? The toilet.
Oh my God, we were talking about this earlier. Sobrang nagkaroon ako ng flashbacks to yung ululan namin ni Ovi sa messenger group chats back in like 2020, 2021. Wala pang announcement ang Drag Race Philippines ito. Nagpa-fantasy casting na kami ng Drag Race. Parang, ay te, ito yung workroom entrance ko. Ay te, ito yung kategorya nung outfit natin.
Okay, Filipiniana. Pag Filipiniana, ito gagawin ko. Ikaw, Chanel, anong gagawin mo? Ganon.
Tapos ano? Tapos ate, na bottom daw kayo ni ganyan. Anong gagawin mo sa lip sync? May mga ganon.
Ako. I mean, it feels good that sometimes the fantasies just, you know, it aligns. And nangyayari.
Correct.
Ika nga, let our fantasies be our realities, di ba? And it's happening.
Kaya nga.
Buddy. And it's fabulous, di ba? Ganon!
I love you. We love you. I think you know that. I mean,
Aww, yeah. I love you guys.
Yun na lang muna siguro yung sabihin natin dahil mahaba pa yung season. But I guess, what do you wanna ask you? Finally got your premiere. How has the last 24, 48 hours been as kind of the mainest main character of episode 2?
Yes. Lalo na sa antak, takina mo.
Nako, eto na nga. I mean, the fame era is here. And it's giving you the fame era. It's giving you, laging nag-off yung phone kasi nag-overheat yung phone from notification.
Oh my God.
That. Plus, syempre, you know, it feels good that, you know, ayun nga, the fantasy is finally here and finally to get to experience what my sisters experienced last year. And girl, from the moment na na-realize ko na, oh my God, it's coming. Hindi na ako yung girly na nasa gilid lang and waiting for everybody to finish their photos with the girls. I am the bitch who, yeah, let's take a photo, sure.
Oh my God.
Girl, fame era.
I know there's always like comparisons with you and your Drag Playhouse sisters. But if we just compare everybody's episode 1, compare natin sa episode 1 ni Marina and ni Eva and ni Prince last year, bitch, you fucking did the most. Okay?
Airtime.
Pero, yeah, airtime. Pero, here's the thing that I can say, like, with full confidence, everything that I've said and felt is how I felt that moment.
Totoo yun.
Akong wala akong naramdaman and urge to play it up for the TV kasi parang I was casted because
correct
of this and not because
correct
of some person I'm gonna be inventing for TV.
Correct. I remember talking to you backstage. Ang sabi ko sa'yo, ang ginawa mo lang, tinanggal mo lang yung filter mo. Kasi yung backstage banter natin exactly was your personality on top.
Yeah.
Minsan lang, backstage syempre parang minsan may bulungan lang, may hush-hush lang na onte. Pero girl, sa TV talagang wala, nilabas mo lahat.
Maybe like, yeah, kasi fun fact everyone, I fucking love watching reality TV shows. Like, go ahead, wala na akong pera, hindi na ako makapag-grab. Pero kailangan yung subscriptions, reality TV show na subscriptions, I need to have it. And for some reason, hindi naman ako nagpa-project, but while watching, like, hala si Bakla, playing, ano na itong amats mo na bigla ka na lang tumatayo. Pero I don't really remember doing those things. Sa totoo lang talaga. That's one thing that I've said to myself is that whatever happens, there happens. What I'm gonna be showing to the world is the most authentic self, which is
correct
why I do drag. Kasi diba authenticity is the best recipe for having correct a good drag.
Yeah. I'm actually not quite surprised. I mean, we've taken a few improv classes in the past. So nakita in your like really most potent and active form. And me seeing it on TV, it's like, yeah, that's the OV na kalaro ko sa mga improv classes. But anyway, moving on to the reality TV show of it all. Kita naman namin ang love mo for reality TV and Drag Race. Just take us through the feeling then of just, you know, finally being able to enter the workroom, deliver your entrance line, give Conti moments, do a mini challenge, do a maxi challenge, perform in front of the camera. Parang you are literally inside your dream playhouse. So just share with us more about, yun nga, how how much your heart was dancing in the moment.
Before entering, I really felt na I was gonna be the last person to enter the room. I felt that. I'm pretty sure...
She's the stunt cast.
I am pretty sure they're gonna put me sa last to enter the room. And ginawa nga nila. So, parang nasa isip ko, parang, hala, putang, ina, ano na namang pinaplana na itong mga gagong to sa akin. And then, yeah, it happened when I entered the workroom. Everything felt so fast. Honestly. Para kanilang tinulak, papasok na ng entrance ng workroom. And when you're there, you just want to nail it perfectly because it's the first impression of the world. And just give it. The entrance line was planned because, you know, the bitch is always wearing white contacts. So let's make that the brand. Again, set the brand identity agad. When you enter the room, it's the best thing to do, especially it's the first impression. So that's what I did. Makuha sa tingin kasi nga mata. So obviously, kailangan may kaugnayan siya. But, ang ingay nila eh. Ang ingay nila ng ako. Kaya ako nag-ehem-ehem. That's the reason why I'm doing the ehem-ehem. Nung pumasok ako, as in, sabi ko, ang ingay, paano ako mag-full focus dito? Sabi ko, okay, fine. Sige, ehem-ehem na lang. Okay, fine. Sige. And, wala, I was just really excited for everybody na to compete with them and to build new relationships, syempre. Kasi syempre, you know, I have a small circle lang naman din with the Dark Playhouse and the other girls that would perform sa show together and not, I don't really go out sa mga ibang the drag clubs. So, yeah, it felt amazing. It felt correct. That's the most important thing.
Okay, and next question is, I think episode 2 of season 2 is officially the episode where you guys broke out of the shadow of season 1. Let's just admit it. I mean, there was chatter online na parang everyone's not yet fully convinced na parang they're gonna be super invested. But I think after episode 2, girl,
by the last, like, 5 minutes of episode 2, everyone was like, oh no, this is not Drag Race Philippines season 1 part 2. This is a completely different group of girls. So what do you think is the flavor of your group specifically and the flavor of the whole cast?
That's something that I've always said na feeling kong I have to say when, you know, the season comes. Don't fucking expect the same thing that happened, the same energy and same, basically everything. Season 1 could never be season 2 and season 2 could never be season 1. That's the thing with this set of girls. And the flavor, I mean, sa episode namin, people are saying that it's spicy, but something na tumatak sa akin is that Mama Pa would say na puso-puso lang. Puso pa rin. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely true. People will see it throughout the season, I think. Maybe, who knows? But yeah, for some reason, nagkatotoo yung sinabi ko sa lyrics ko na I'm gonna take you for a ride. This bitch will take you for a fucking ride. Like, think about all the fucking roller coasters, loop-de-loop, a drop, patras, paikot-ikot, everything.
Yeah. Mukhang ganun niya ang mangyayari. But of course, we need to bring it back to you. We have to talk about the turnaround moment. Nung tinanong ka ni Mama Pao who should go home tonight and why, and you read Verushka, just to properly set how gaggy and how iconic this moment was. Sabi nga ni Chanel, para tong when Lux Noir London read Lucy Laduca.
Correct. Oh my God.
Para rin tong when Georgios basically said that Bosco was in the bottom 3 times in one episode.
In one episode.
Medyo ganung level to. Okay.
And you were giving this on your first episode. Like, what was that moment like?
Yes.
Can I just correct you, Baos? It was not a read, okay? I was just saying the fucking facts of what I
know. You better do that.
Okay, wait.
Gets back.
Okay, so I've also been seeing chatter online about, like, they don't understand parang the issue with pull-out kasi parang si ganito ganyan, parang brigading for her Filipiniana was also wearing a pull-out. Let's set the record straight from the OVPOV. What was wrong with the pull-out?
There's nothing wrong with the pull-out. Let's just make that fucking clear again with everybody who's sitting right now. The thing is, it felt like the energy was like, girl, I'm the cuntiest cunt. giving you life. I am the outfit. I am the look.
Couture.
That was the energy that I felt. It's kind of, I don't really know what word to describe it, but yun yung naramdaman ko that moment. Parang, why is this girl acting like this? Everybody was not actually mayabang about their looks kasi syempre, the bitches don't need to fucking impress each other. Mm-hmm. We need to impress the fucking judges, and that's the most important thing that some of these girls forgot. Na parang, what the other girl said is not really that important, but girl, the thing that I've said sa Antok, and I've been saying it, is that there's no problem with pullouts. I have no problem with that. Bitch, I fucking wore Mama Pascature look during the Pride event. So, and that's a fucking pullout, I can say that. Bitch, make it your own.
Yes.
Style it. Give it another spin. Give it a different hair. Give it another, like, some fans would tag me those original photo of the original look of the when Bermejo wore the look, and she wore it with the gloves and the stockings, the colored stockings, the tights. That was good styling, actually. So, para imagine mo, like, you change it up a little bit. We're fucking drag queens. We're innovators of fucking ideas and new creativities in life. So why are we not pushing the boundaries? Hindi ba trabaho natin yun?
And correct me if I'm wrong. You also, based on the edit, this is also what I got. You were trying to clarify na because Verushka mentioned couture a number of times, you wanted to just make sure na, hey, let's have a very clear definition of what couture is and what it is not. Tama ba ang interpretation namin? Okay.
Yeah, tama. Kasi parang when the word couture was thrown out every fucking time, it felt like it's a yabang factor to throw off the other girls. Na parang, couture, whatever, whatever. But sorry guys, unfortunately, I'm that person that would speak up my mind. So, need to correct what's right and what felt right that moment. And it felt like hindi siya nakakabulag eh. May ganung factor siya.
And I mean, if we just go back to, I mean, there's the whole definition point of view na ano yung definition ng couture and ano yung definition of pullout. But to your point kanina of, you know, make it your own, make it original. Ang naaalala ko lagi is yung speech ni RuPaul kay Joe Black about H&M. Na parang, if you're gonna bring H&M, you better stone that fucking thing. Something like that. That's what I'm remembering.
Yeah, I mean, kasi, in terms of pulling out, you know, it's so easy to build connections, reach out to these, like, artisanry designers, wear an expensive outfit made expensively for an expensive moment before and just put it on yourself. But the point is, like, how do you incorporate this look into your drag style, into your drag persona, rather than just like, oh, I'm a model wearing something expensive?
Yeah. Hindi ka hanger girl. You're a fucking queen.
Yeah.
Act like one.
Got it. Love that. Okay. Got that soundbite. That's the preview.
That's the preview. But more about that situation, because I think we just talked about what happened on the main stage. Based on the edit, I actually saw you trying to diffuse the tension. But it felt like she may not have been working with you on how to parang kind of put a stop to it. It may not have been part of the edit anymore, but
actually ano nga eh, parang ano, you were good cop, Didi was bad cop, na parang talagang sinisiga ni Didi yung apoy eh.
Yeah. But parang take us through that parang negotiation na nangyayari among you and Verushka and Didi, kasi parang it was a very complex situation that of course now we just remember it to have epic one-liners and quite chaotic, but just like take us through that moment again, how you remember it.
I mean, when I said what I said, sure, nasa labas na siya. And obviously, the person would feel something about it. But for me as a tao, sige, sure, I want to know what you're gonna say about it. And if you felt bad, that's why I even apologized to her. I don't want her to feel like I was bringing her down again, especially it's the first episode. I don't want to give her like the energy na parang I'm dismissing her already. And that's the worst thing that you could do in a competition because you'll never really know what's going to happen, right? So I was just like talking to her na parang, okay, sure, I understand your point. But still, you're selling the garment in a some mm-hmm. other way. Especially, you know, when I watched the episode, she was really saying things na nagulat din ako kasi hindi rin nag-align yung sinabi niya sa confessionals with what we were having sa conversations namin together.
The description pa lang, yung voiceover during the runway was saying, parang ginawa ko to, I made this choice for this outfit, ganto ganyan, and then, yun niya, the pull-out thing came out, and I was like, oh!
So work. I mean, if that's their fantasy, sure. But for me, sometimes the fantasy kailangan natin basagin.
Yeah. I think that night, we can all just assume that you girls just agreed to disagree. Kasi,
yeah, basically,
it was very like, parang ako nakuha ko doon. You clarified that I'm not coming for you specifically. I'm not like trying to drag you down as a person. But if you're gonna come correct. Very ganun siya.
Yeah. Parang kumbaga, like, itama lang natin ng very light. Pero kung yan yung paniniwala mo, sure, go ahead. Hayaan na kita. Hindi na kita naratatim pa whatever it might. Like, sure, let it go. Ika nga ni Elsa. Yeah.
And I think it was evident that eventually you let go of the situation because you were just having the time of your life. Tatalon sa sofa. Diba? Also, I think nakita naman namin na parang okay. Parang, Ovi obviously chose her battles that night. So let's talk about the joy of just creating stupid moments that are reality TV gold.
Her battle was with the camera.
Correct. How do you treat the camera when you were in the workroom? Because obviously you do a dance with it, and the dance that you have is so original. But take us through like. What were you thinking every time? Parang, how do I create a moment? Ano yung landbimo with the camera that you did then?
I mean, I know I'm gonna be creating moments, pero hindi ko sinasadya na, I mean, girl, everybody fucking knows that I'm a fucking gago. Gago talaga yung personality ko, guys. If you guys think I'm a serious asshole.
Boyoyong clown.
No. Boyoyong clown. That's exactly my description. I don't know. Dagdag mo pa yung feeling with the fucking strong ass alcohol that we had that night. Parang merong let loose feeling na parang
let loose by Lucy Laduca.
Kalmado tayo. Uh-huh. Yes.
Correct.
Dream now. Just have to like, I don't know, I was just fucking having fun. I have no like, especially with after the critics like, bitch, I have no reason to be fucking
when
reading the lyrics. I have
when Verushka was like, oh, I thought she was a cunt. So Obi sa likod, I am a cunt, bitch. Tapos nagpo-post.
Mukhang gago lang talaga.
Yeah. Parang gusto ko lang, like, ayun, even with the conversation with Astrid, natawa niya sa sarili ko na parang, nung kinocomfort ko siya sa gitnahan ng pagko-comfort ko sa kanya, sinabihan ko siya na, hindi ko nga akalain na makakapag ito eh. So, alam mo yon, I feel like that's actually who I am. It's kind of revealing na kung sino ako.
I agree.
I'm a, sure, I'll fucking comfort you, but I'm gonna make you laugh, but not, I don't know if I'm gonna make you laugh in a way that you like, but sure, at least I tried to make it lighter for you.
Which is the perfect segue to our next question. So we saw you really try to pick up Astrid in a very vulnerable and dark place, sensitive place. Take us through that moment again. What made you go to her in the first place? Especially, sabi mo kanina, you were already having fun, but you had to go to Astrid. How did that come about?
So it's the first episode, and they asked you that fucking question, who should go home tonight? It didn't really feel comfortable for somebody. Syempre, for somebody that you just met. Hindi naman met, pero, you know, that we're not even close with Astrid kasi we had some, like, you know, past issues and shit. With somebody you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the start of the rest of your fucking life. And you're doing that to yourself. I don't fucking think so, bitch. Lahat tayo nagpakapagod. Everybody was fucking working their asses off to show off and to give off every fucking bit of their jag. And you're doing that to yourself. I go, hindi po pwede sa akin yung ganyan, sis. Lalaban tayo, diba? Sabi nga ni Lenny, diba? Lalaban. Ayo. And I don't know. It felt like she needed somebody to be there ng malala. Kasi that fucking rope, para hilahin siya paakyat, will be fucking heavy as shit. Hindi siya tela, girl. Gawa sa kadena yung rope na yun, girl. So, kailangan ng malalang, like, girl, let's fix the mindset. Let's change that mind up na parang hindi pwede na I don't know. And yeah, it felt like dapat ko siyang ganun that moment.
And, I mean, it just painted you as this really well-rounded, nuanced, complex yes. reality TV character. I mean, it was
actually yeah. for me that it was actually my personal favorite moment of Untucked. Like you were putting out so much great TV, great confrontation, great meme moments, but that was my personal favorite moment of yours, kasi that was when I saw OV as the person. That was when I saw OV as my friend, kasi we've had that conversation multiple times of like
girl.
Mindset with drag about, you know, we've had that conversation many times. So nakita ko yung you having that conversation with Astrid, especially yung nga, parang you don't have the best relationship coming into the competition, but you were there for her in that moment. Doon ko nakita yung pagka-genuine mo as a person. And tama naman, you're right na girls audition pa lang, it's such a grueling process. And the fact that you all went through that, you went through like the 2-3 weeks of intense preparation. And you watching her beating herself up on the first day, and you weren't having that. That was like, that was you. That was your redacted legal name. Insert redacted legal name here, not as Ovi Kant, the drag person. That was you as you.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, like just like what I said during the confessionals, na I've been that person, and to have somebody there to lift you up, it's. Nadadagdagan yung hope.
Yeah.
Kahit pa paano man lang or whatever, but at least meron kang naramdaman na hindi ka alone that moment.
Sabi nga ni Lady Gaga, there can be 100 people in the room and 99 of them don't people believe in you. It just takes that one person.
Yes. And that was me. No. Here's that something that I could say. Everybody was comforting the fucking girl, okay? Everybody was comforting Astrid. And siguro mas malala lang talaga kasi lumabas na yun yung pagiging mother ko eh. I am your mother. Yung ganun ako na moment na dun eh. Kasi parang, ayun, she needs it. She needed that moment. Yeah. Like, the pep talk and everything. Pero sabihan ko pa rin siya na hindi ako makapaniwala na kapasok.
Gago ka. Okay, son. So, just to, I guess, ang last part of this interview is we already know you to be this undeniable reality TV star. You're gonna be taking your drag all over the metro, hopefully all over the Philippines while season 2 is airing. What can you promise or how would you encourage people to see you, the OV Kant experience live? So parang yun lang, parang invite them to just, you know, have the full OV experience from TV to really great drag live.
Something that I can say nga is what you see is what you get. The authenticity is there. I mean, for my part. And bitch, I'm gonna take you for a ride. Like, literally. I'm gonna take you for that fucking ride. Girl, I can't say much, but girl, if you think that the first 2 episodes is intense, just wait for the next episodes. Just like think about the 2 teams, the 2 girls, the 2 sets of girls together. With me,
it's over. Over, over.
Girl. I mean, like, over na, di ba?
I mean, like, especially kasama mo pa si J. Oh, okay, so I don't...
Ayan, kung sawa po yung mga dalawang pling-pling.
We shared this during the viewing party, pero I remember Jay talking about how in that confrontation scene, walang instruction sa kanila na, okay, you go into the room, the other girls are gonna be there, you go to the other side. Walang instruction na ganun. So, shinare ni Jade na... The moment na pagkapasok niya sa workroom, nakalimutan na niya yung directive kasi nakita ka niya and the bitch ran to you.
Okay. So yun nga, pagtalikod namin, biglang dumadating sila. And this fucking bitch lumapit sa akin. Sabi, Ovi! I go, T, hindi ko pwede. Don't come na. Kailangan tayo magtaray-tarayan muna, T. Kasi, you know, everybody knows it's a fucking television. So we know what's gonna happen, what's supposed to happen, di ba? Parang hindi pwede gaga ka. Ayun, so pinaulit sa kanila.
And to be fair, alam na naman ng lahat if you've seen season 6, 12, 13. Sa start, it's all for show. But after nun talagang, hello!
I mean, like, you guys just have to wait for that part. Kasi it's really interesting on how the girls started to get to know each other with that first session pa lang.
The personalities.
Talaga. I love it. I'm very excited to see the first few minutes.
And how
Yeah. So that's it. Maraming salamat, OV. Yeah. Also, this is to promote that si OV po ay nasa aming episode 3 viewing party. Hopefully, hopefully the start of many appearances pa on our show. But thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. You know, we love you so, so much.
Thank you. I love you guys so much too. I'm really happy. Like, GV ako para po perform tayo sa Bekena Menaki. Let's just make that fucking clear with everybody who's listening right now. And girl, Bekena Men is where is that?
Thank you.
Like, just wanna say that. Like, the viewing party is giving you like...
Mayroon kaming sariling party backstage. Correct. Ganun kami ka GV lahat.
Yeah, pero yun lang. Pero, mas mahal na yung for that. Kailangan nyo pag kailangan nyo magiging prod team. Para
friendship card yun. Sarap.
Salamat ng marami. We'll see you in a few days, okay? Bye, OV.
Thank you guys so much. Bye!
And that is it for this episode. I hope you like that. That was really good.
That was so much fun. Just to like talk a little bit more about what you mentioned earlier, me and OV, since the pandemic, we've been quite close and we've always been, alam mo yun, since the beginning, nag-fantasy na kami na, okay, one day we're gonna be on Drag Race, eto. And it just feels so, naka-proud, finally seeing her on the show, finally seeing her fulfill all of our fantasies. And, you know, it's also just nice to get to sit down and talk to a friend and ask them about their life-changing experience, and I can't wait for everyone to just fall in love more with the enigmatic provocateur that is OV Cunt throughout this season.
Yep. And yeah, thanks again to just episode 2 for kicking Drag Race Philippines Fever into full gear. So magkikita-kita po tayo ulit next week. Hindi pa po namin alam kung sino ang i-interviewin namin. Pero I think kailangan nyo na bumili ng tickets para sa aming viewing party. Go to Bekena Men Pod on Instagram to buy tickets. The link is in our bio. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. I am Baus Rufo on Instagram and hey, it's Baus on TikTok.
I am at mix.chanel on Instagram and at mix.chanel on Twitter. That was it for this week's sizzling hot recap of Drag Race Philippines Season 2, Episode 2. Signing out. Bye.
Bye.